Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning. To incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 243. In briefly mentioning my grandmother yesterday, I was reminded of many of the things that I never got to say to her or pick her brain about before she left. So, if your loved ones are still around, don't be afraid to ask them specific stories about their past. Encourage them to share their favorite memories, or the hardest they ever laughed. Or ask them about the first time they were ever in love. Ask them to share advice, or about a time that they've committed a crime. Or encourage them to share their favorite recipes, or the hottest gossip they've ever been a part of. Ask them to tell you all the things that remind them of you. Also, don't be afraid to ask them about the things that remind you of them. When I think of my grandmother, I immediately think of her collection of music boxes. And I would love to know why she got into collecting them, if it was an accident and people just started buying them for her, like sometimes happens when you get older, or if it was a conscious choice. I also think about her incredible cooking, and I regret not asking further into how to make some of my personal favorite dishes. I have tried to recreate them on my own, but they never turn out just the same, so I wish I had asked her what her secrets were. The amount of money that I would pay to just watch her cook a couple of the dishes that I love so much, just to see how much extra butter she was adding in addition to the original recipe, because it really did always taste so much creamier and more incredible when she would do anything, even if I have the recipe card. She also loved to crochet, and I wish I could watch her hands crocheting a little longer, just to see how methodical and rote she was about it. I so badly wish that some of my voicemails would have saved off of my old Nokia brick phone. But I forget sometimes that our parents and our grandparents were people before us. They have vices and bad habits and crushes and pet peeves and secrets, just like the rest of us. Think about your loved ones from your perspective and try to dig deeper into those perspectives to notice the things that you do love about them so, so much. Because those are the things that you're going to miss the most about them. So why not dig a little deeper so you don't have to miss them so much when they're no longer around? Or when you're not even near them, it's nice to just hold on to. And unfortunately, we can't have everyone we love be with us all the time, forever and ever, but we can ensure that their legacies live on through our preservation of their memories. Ask questions, study the people that you love, and let yourself enjoy the time that you do have with them. Because I genuinely doubt you will ever regret knowing too much about someone you really love. So don't be afraid to ask. Unless they've got shady shit, in which case, eventually that might be interesting again. But I think I got so comfortable knowing that my people would be there for me all the time that it was too hard or too scary or too sad to consider the reality that they wouldn't. But the more comfortable I get addressing the fact that, hey, you're not always going to be around me, but I'd love to be able to carry some of you with me all the time, the better I get at preserving those things through my own behaviors and actions. We are just a mosaic of the people that we love. Why not be that mosaic intentionally? Because even when we're afraid of the harsh realities, it's not like they're not going to happen. And when we're brave enough to ask the questions that we might want to know about in the future, we might uncover some magic we didn't even know existed. It's sometimes hard to remember that you do have a lot to converse about if you just ask the right questions. So don't be afraid to ask the right questions, or the wrong questions, because I am sure there are some incredible secrets in there that your loved ones have probably already forgotten about, but are ready to share with you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.